Hi everyone, and welcome to First Rank Fire. This is a podcast that gives me the chance to chat with some of the best people from around the 40k community. I'm your host Ben, and in today's episode we'll be chatting with one of my favourite fellow podcasters. He's had to put with Matt for such a long time, and he finally gets the pleasure of recording with me on my own, which I'm sure he'll enjoy. He's a proud member of the Imperial Guard, and probably so influential because he's outlasted any natural guard's lifespan, that's for sure. Welcome to the show, Sean, aka Built on Goob. How are you doing?
Hello. Yes, mate, I'm very, very good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Like you said,
give the hobby hubby a boot. He's back in his cave. He knows where he should belong.
He's looking after the new little one.
I know. Ugh, bloody kids, eh? How dare he? Listen, Matt and Hannah, if you're listening to this, you didn't run it by me, all right? I was meant to be informed when there was another baby due, okay? And when you was planning it, God's sake, cheeky gits.
I know, abandoned you.
Awful. I know. I am, honestly.
Don't worry, I'm here. Sure. Don't worry.
Thanks, mate. Cheers, I appreciate it. Just
yeah, I'll take care of you.
Thanks. A bit on the side, don't mind that. But yeah, no, thank you for having me, mate. It's like we was just having a brief chat, but obviously always save everything for the pod. But yeah, it's nice to be on the other end and not have to worry about sorting everything out. So yeah, mate, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you get to end this and I have to go away and do all the editing and stuff like that.
Yeah, hashtag no edit club, bud. That's what we're going for.
That's Matt's just standard life, isn't it?
Exactly. I'd like to point out, Matt does say, so he does say sometimes, I do no editing at all. I do touch a few buttons here and then.
Every now and again.
Every now and again, there's a few buttons that get pressed here and there. But hey, you know, it just makes it look so easy.
Exactly.
Because that's smooth our podcast is, by the way. The most professional podcast you'll ever listen to, for those that haven't listened to it. So yeah, tune in.
Yeah, definitely tune in, yeah. Right, we'll crack on with the questions, because it's what everyone wants to hear. Well, what got you into Warhammer?
I don't know who wants to hear it, but I will definitely have a good old crack at it to see who fancies listening in. So it all started off, obviously, I think, for a lot of people in the UK especially, as you're, a little with no money, just liking all these fancy colours and toy soldiers. You're walking down the street and you see the glorious Games Workshop with their, at the time, most fabulous award-leading red carpets and like red shelvings. Yeah. That's not what took my eye. It was actually the models, I'd like to point out. So walking past Games Workshop, and it was my friend before when he was like in primary school. Was like, oh, these are like Space Marines. I was like, oh, they're really cool. And then, like, I think a week or two later, I was walking down. I think it was, it was actually Oxford Street at the time. We like popped up the city with mum and dad and then, went into, I think it was like the plaza or somewhere, like a mall thing in Oxford Street and, saw Games Workshop and then absolutely loved the stuff. Got some bits and then in and out of the hobby, like around then, you don't really know what you're doing anyway. You just like get bits and bobs. And really, a first thing I bought was the Imperial Guard, I think it's a battalion box back in the day. And you'd have like a basilisk and some troops, and it's really like quality, like great value for money. And then that went walkabout and then got back into the hobby about a year or so later. Again, I'm really young then. And then I just fell in love with Black Templars.
Okay, yeah.
Two reasons. I can spray something black. And the lore's pretty good, to be fair.
Yeah.
And then come away from it, played, studied, playing sport and stuff. And it wasn't until my girlfriend / wife now was up in, we was sorting at my parents' loft, and they had loads of crap up there and loads of junk over years of hoarding. She popped up there and she's like, oh, what's all this, excuse the language, shit. I was like, shit, do you mean the proud armies of the Imperium?
What are you saying about my paintwork?
Yeah, listen, bitch, get down here. No, she, I love you, babe. Don't hit me. so she's like, what's all this? And I was like, oh my God, I completely forgot about this. And it was just a few little bits that I had. And then it's like some Space Marines. Mm. An untouched Empire army box.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And like, I was like, oh my God, these are amazing. And then she got it down. And at the time I was working in Croydon, where there's a Games Workshop, and I end up bobbing my way along and walking in. I was like, oh my God, these like models and Space Marines have come a long way since I've been a kid. Yeah. Like, obviously I didn't say that for Eldar or Imperial Guard at the time, because it's the exact same fucking model.
They're still changing now, really, aren't they?
Exactly. So that was it. I was back into hobby. That was literally 2018. It was quite coincidental, because obviously I didn't know at the time that 8th edition had been like completely, everything had been rebranded. Yeah. It was a big push. And people were loving 8th edition, and it was such a big draw for a lot of people to come back into the hobby. But you know, you've got to look at like a few factors and elements that come into play. You've had a whole new change in rule set. Your sculpts are looking so much better. But, you know, going into 18, 19, we had a bit of a thing, didn't we?
A little bit of a thing
at the end of 2019. Decided for us to all lock ourselves indoors. And then people just got back into the hobby.
Massively, but, yeah.
Yeah, so that was it, really. I just kept going, and then I was like slowly watching a lot of like, consuming. Overindulging, binging on hobby content. And I think like one of the first ones I was watching that popped up was Mini War Gaming Dave. Obviously, Mini War Gaming is like the biggest ones out there. They've done it for so long. Just like, oh, this is cool. I like this. And that's just stuck into it, mate. And I was absolutely, I still am shit at hobby. I'm terrible at painting. But I was even worse. I was a proper shit house painter. Like I was just like,
just like it on.
New trend, right? Hashtag no edge lighting club. No edge highlighting. All right. No edge lighting club. No, we're not gonna go for it, because it's a waste of our time. We don't need to be doing that.
The light does it naturally. That's the point.
Right? Exactly. How many soldiers you see in the street that are edge highlighted? None
maybe
at all.
Yeah, maybe that's the issue. We need to edge highlight all of our soldiers. Yeah.
We're in the under darkness of the bring out my brushes. I need to paint them.
There is only edge highlights.
Exactly. But yeah, that was me back into the hobby. And and then all, like, obviously you get inspired by lots of different like content creators out there, and just especially like going into like getting into the lore as well. The lore just really drove me to especially get back into Templars, because it was Richard Bolan. That was the guy that done the Helm's Deep, like the at the time the YouTube version. He essentially just took the audiobooks and put like an animated cover over them, like used the voiceovers and stuff. And oh my God, he done such an amazing, amazing job with Hell's Reach.
Yeah.
I've absolutely loved that. And that really got me into Templars again. Just binging like lore about them. And obviously I can spray it black.
You still spray it black. Yeah, I mean, still the edge highlights are a pain in the arse for them.
Yeah, who needs an edge highlight black? What? What are we going to do? Paint it black? It's on black, mate. There's only one colour of black, and it's black.
A lighter black of black.
Yeah, exactly. It's still black.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah. So you've been back in 6 years.
God, what would you it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah,
honest.
Sorry,
it's
yeah. Weird. We've only just turned over into 2020. Only just, we're halfway through February. How has that happened? So in that time, have you developed like a particular love for a particular part of the hobby?
Honestly, I don't know. It's weird, especially obviously you can relate with this as well, with like the podcast side of things. Like having a podcast in my life now, it sounds like a little fucking sob story. having podcasting is like, it's part of my hobby. It's like, yeah, so me, yeah, me and obviously me and Matt, like, you know, when you're sitting down chatting to someone, it's, you talk through so much shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's gold. It's absolute gold for us because we can relate, and it's passion.
Yeah.
You know, and passion is what drives people's projects, and that's what really brings the love, and that's the enjoyment to the hobby. So yeah, we can sit down and chat for ages about something. But yeah, sitting down chatting like with Matt, just about pure shit. It was, we love it. We absolutely love it. And, you know, that's what we like to put out there for people as well.
Yeah.
Just having that kind of that hobby hangout kind of thing. So podcasting is a big part. I'd like to do more of it, but obviously time, work, yeah, being an adult, being overtaxed, the UK.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of effort. So I chat with a load of people about it, like making this sort of stuff. It does take a lot more effort than you perhaps realise.
Exactly, especially when I'm editing it, Matt. You fucking dick.
Yeah, terrible, right?
But yeah, no, yeah, literally. But I really enjoy playing. I really enjoy playing from just like the whole social aspect of it.
Yeah,
like getting out, like meeting new people. There's like the majority of people I play, I know them already. Like,
yeah.
Well, I e-know them. You know, I've met them online. Yeah. You know, you've been chatting, and then because you know someone really well if you've been speaking for weeks on end about something. So yeah, that's a lot of the time that happens, and I'm not really much of a, I'm not a competitive player. Like I love building a story. Yeah. Like with my games, and like people say to me, like, "Oh, I can't do that." I'm like, mate, go for it. Just knock yourself out.
Just do it, yeah.
Like, I'm like, what are you doing there? He's like, "Oh, I can't move that way." I'm like, mate, just turn your model around. Yeah. I don't want to see a Baden's ass. I want to see his fist, or I want to see it in my face. That's the way. He wouldn't charge backwards into battle. He's not fucking Michael Jackson, all right. So I want him straight up. Turn the model around. We're not going to worry about angles and corners and all that. Sometimes it gets awkward, like when you play like a doubles game, and some people like,
yeah,
I typically have it when I play a doubles game, there's me and like the opponent, like there's one of us on each side is like the really fluffy,
yeah,
like fluffy fun player, and we just want to have a good laugh, yeah, and there's two of them that like really like to take it a bit serious, yeah, and it's a good balance because,
yeah,
the two of us looking at each other, we don't know the rules. We're just there to throw dice. Yeah. And they sort it out. So that's why I love doubles, to be honest. People just hold my hand and walk me through it. I just read what's on my data sheet.
Just like a little child, just throwing dice. Honestly, everywhere.
People sometimes say to me, oh, what stratagem have you got? I don't know. Not a clue, mate. I know I've got a reroll stratagem. That's the one I use all the time. Like, I'll keep it out every now and again, like when I'm playing with people that are a bit more competitive. I'm like, oh, you know, I can tell like what, how people want to play with a game and stuff. Like, oh, they want to have a bit more of a... It's not semi-professional games. It's not professional fucking sport, but you know, like just like a more semi-competitive game.
Yeah.
Then I'll pull out a strategy or two. But obviously, this is 40K, the best game. We're not going to talk about that other trash.
I mean,
had the previous episode. Don't you worry.
We all know you are a massive lover of AOS. We all know it's true. Deep down, it's in there. What about Old World? What have you thought about that coming back?
To be fair, I honestly, I love all games. I really do. Like, I'd love to get into AOS. It's just out of like, pure time.
Yeah.
Time, it's a big investment as well. When people say, it's Warcry. Like, don't talk to me about Warcry. It's not AOS. That's like saying, there's Kill Team. But it's not 40K.
I've got like, 5 models. What is this garbage? Give me more. Yeah, like,
for me, like I feel like if I'm playing a war game, I need to be having a lot of models on a massive 6x4 table at least. And, my like kind of gaming club at the moment are the guys from Battlefield Bermondsey. They thankfully took me in. haven't kicked me out yet. But those
guys, the mascot, they just keep you there for the
yeah game. Yeah. I'm like the little shitty brother that someone's along, and like I'll keep turning up every week.
We can't get him out. He'll cry.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck's sake, Sean, you shut up. I'm like always advocating. I'm like, oh, who's the big game? They're like, oh, what are you thinking? I'm like 6,000 points, 3,000 points aside, or let's go 12,000 points, 6,000 points aside. like, let's bring all of our models out. Like, that's the kind of thing I love doing, and really, like, yeah, having a lot of fun with it. Like, I think, like I say to people, let's do an apocalypse game. And like, what, yeah, the specific rule set? I'm like, no, proper apocalypse.
Just a lot of models, come on.
Just a lot of models, a buckets of dice. We're going to throw them around, and we're not even going to make it out of turn three.
Yeah.
We're just there to have a good time, and we'll see how we get on. Yeah, so I love that kind of stuff. It's definitely, playing is a big part of the hobby that I really wish I got more time for. But like being like in the role that I'm in, and kind of the job that I do, and obviously having a little one, having a family, is just fucking annoying, isn't it?
I know.
Listen, family, Games Workshop, I'll take 40 grand a year, give me free shit, and I'll turn the company round. $1 billion profit, we'll go $1 trillion profit, mate. Get me in now. Sign me up.
You'll be bigger than Tesla after Sean's done with you.
Exactly. I'll take you to the moon. I'll take you to Mars. We'll move the factories to Mars.
There you go. Right? You started the Mechanicum. There you go.
Hey, I'm not saying I'm the emperor, but you know, walks like a fish, talks like a fish, swims like a fish. Probably a fish.
You're not wrong. Yeah, you're not wrong. So yeah, you'd like to play more. Do you play any of the games, or is it just 40k that you play?
Currently, it's just 40k.
Yeah.
We're in our final month of a big campaign. We've had going for 6 months.
Wow.
And there's about 8 of us in the campaign at the moment. We've got our final like hobby day, games day, where we're doing kind of a bigger, kind of apocalypse style game. To kind of fight, like round off the yeah, whole kind of campaign. And then going on from that, we are all, about 12 of us are moving into Middle Earth.
So I've seen some of that pop on your Instagram. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have a clue. Not a clue how the rules play. Do you know what I've done? I've got so excited about Little Dwarves. That's what I've been playing. That's what I've been painting. Sorry. Building, painting, little men, little angry men, and terrain. I have been sneaking around every Costa, Starbucks, Pret-a-Manger out there, nicking coffee stirrers. Unfortunately, ladies and gents, those in the southeastern area of England and London, in the Greater London area, there shall now be an additional surcharge on your coffees due to my stealing of coffee stirrers. Yes. I've been kickbashing a lot of terrain. Nice. And thankfully, the podcast, so Brush Liquors Club, we got a sponsor, so Warbait.shop.
Yeah.
Really, really appreciate those guys, and they sent me some terrain out.
Wicked.
So they, like, so I'm painting that out for the kind of club campaign.
Yeah.
As well. So yeah, really, really appreciate all that. I'm excited to get stuck into a new system.
Yeah.
Scale's a bit different, because obviously it's not kind of heroic scale. It's a weird scale. It's not fully heroic, but it's a little bit bigger than kind of normal, like 28 mil. But yeah, I'm really excited for that. But pretty much at the moment, it's just been 40k.
Fair enough. Yeah, I've heard the rule set for Middle Earth is especially like one of the best rule sets that GW have done. So
I've heard it. I hope so. Once I've actually read the rules, I've already bought my army. You didn't need rules. Yeah, I've added the points up via Battlescribe. I've got like,
yeah,
I think it's like nearly 1500 points of Iron Heels, which nice. In Middle Earth is a lot of points. Yeah. It's a big army, like, because they go from like 200, 400, 6, 8, and like the bigger army, the bigger battle is like 1000 points.
Yeah.
So I've just completely jumped in, two footed it. Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if it's legal. I don't know if the army's legal. I just bought these little dwarves, little angry men, and I've got goats. Nice. So I'm happy with that. I've got some goats. I've got some. I did like the chariot. I don't know the rules for it. Not a clue. But I saw on Etsy there's a 3D printing company, and they do one, but it's got, instead of goats with the chariot, it's like war boars. So my battle pigs.
Yeah.
I bought one then. So I've got a battle pig chariot now. So I'm excited. I don't know what it does, but I'm sure it does something good. It's got a massive crossbow on it with pigs.
Have you got those arrow destroyer swirly things, or is that?
Oh, I've got one. Yeah, the big the twirler wallers.
Yeah,
as Billy Connolly would say, and that's what made me pick on Iron Heels is the fact that I could have immortalized Billy Connolly.
Billy Connolly, yeah,
yeah, that's him, little ginger man on my battlefield.
Does he ride a pig in? Or is he
does. Own? Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what made me pick the pig. That's what made me pick the pig chariot.
Pick the pig.
Yeah,
solid. Yeah, I love that. Love that idea. I don't know. I'd go with Lord of the Rings. I don't know how Lord of the Rings passed me, but not the film. Obviously, love the films. I've watched the films many, many times.
We end our interview right here.
Can you imagine if I was like, actually, I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. The game, yeah, completely passed me by. Never had an interest in it until, obviously, I've spoken to a lot of people.
It seems to be getting a lot more love now for some bizarre. Maybe because I'm just looking into it more. Maybe that's why, like, you know, the algorithms and stuff and how things are popping up. But there's talks of, like, a new supplement coming out for it, and there's been some new models coming out for it as well. So that's been exciting to see, like, a game that's as old as it is actually getting supported still and then bringing new bits and bobs out for it. So, yeah, we're pumped. Like, literally all of us in the gaming group, we're just constantly having a good old chat about it. I think we've all kind of signed off the 40k now. We'll get it done on the 24th when our game's day. Yeah, and then like let's put that on the shelf. Let's get to crossing 28mm swords.
Big 20 whirlies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No arrows that are going to be hitting you, mate. You're going to clear that. So let's put it back to 40k a little bit. Now I've taken you off that train. You talked a lot about Templars, but what would you consider to be your favourite army?
Favorite army,
or faction?
I think the cheap answer, the way to get around it, is just to say Imperium.
Of course, it is, yeah.
But do you know what? I don't know. Like, I think it's definitely, again, it's the restriction of time and stuff. I didn't have time. If I had like unlimited amount of time and do what I could, like whenever I wanted, it'd be like I'd like to kind of do one of each army. Just have like a nice collection. But I'm a huge Imperial Guard fan. Absolutely love the Guard, and it's Imperial Guard. It's not Astra Militarum. It's Militarum. It's the Guard, son. You're in the Guard, all right. I absolutely love it. Was watching one. I think it was one of Valrak's streams. Well, he had the project two years ago. The Last War, so it's like different chapters.
Yep.
Of like obviously when the Dornian chapters come back to make the Last War protocol, and I wanted to kind of replicate that and kind of replicate what the guard would be like if they united.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be like different regiments, and it wouldn't all look the same and coherent. So that's what made me like inspired me to make my Praetorian Trading Company.
Yeah.
So like a rogue trader themed guard army.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Because people, like, not a lot of people, they kind of skip over rogue traders from a lore point of view.
Yeah.
But they are, like, really powerful. Like, they carry so much influence. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, getting into lore of it is, like, there's only, originally, like, the Emperor sent out, like, 100 of the original rogue traders. And, like, so they've been sent from the Emperor themselves.
Because he signed their warrants to be rogue traders, didn't he?
Exactly. So exactly. So, like, they were around before the Inquisition, and that's why they, like, the Inquisition and stuff, and rogue traders, like, they butt heads a little bit, because it's like, I outrank you, but no, you don't.
No.
This was signed
by letter with the Emperor's name on says otherwise.
Exactly, yeah, so I love that part of the lore. So, yeah, mixing kind of different units and...
That's cool,
Different, like, types of... Kind of having everything being very different, but kind of unified at the same time. If that makes sense, that's like the best way I like to.
Yeah, yeah. It feels very like Siege of Terror, like having just finished the final book. Yeah, it feels very much like everybody's kind of just banded together. You're in a last ditch defense. Doesn't really matter what unit you are, what planet you're from. You're part of the Guard. Defend the homeworld. Yeah,
completely. And then I got into the Gaunt's Ghost series.
Yeah.
And oh, mate, like, if you listen to our podcast, then you know we fucking bang on about it all the time. But we love Gaunt's Ghost. But first of all, on the tabletop, they play so well. They're amazing.
Okay.
They're so thematic to play, which is why I love them.
That's good, yeah.
but the I'm dyslexic, so reading for me is always a kind of a weak point. It's a bit of a struggle. So I listen to audiobooks. I absolutely binge audiobooks.
And you're a dad, so you have no time to actually sit with a book without reading a child's book.
Or it'll be my daughter's colouring book.
Yeah.
So I absolutely binge Yaunt's Ghost. I'm currently, I think I'm on like the second to last book, and I've not started it yet, purely for the fact I don't want it to end. So I've absolutely loved them. They've been so good. And people say, oh, I've read the books. I'm saying, if you do get a chance, definitely listen to the audiobooks. So I think it's Toby Longworth.
He does the voiceover, and
he just really brings so many of the characters to life. That's why I just think it's also Big H Henry. Listen, mate, if you're listening to this, Gaunt's Ghost, that's where you start with your Amazon series. All right,
I'm all about Rogue Trader. I really think you should be a Rogue Trader.
If you do something original, I think that's the best way to do it. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You can do whatever you want. You can introduce people anywhere, any way, whatever. Like, or there might be like a space marine walking past. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, what was that? And then you never see space marine ever again.
Yeah,
like in the series. Like,
that's what it is in like the real. I was about to say real life about 40k. That's what it's like about the universe for 40k, isn't it? Like, space marines are. They're not common. They're generally on the front lines.
They're very rare. Not a lot of people have seen them. And those who have seen them are probably dead.
Oh, yeah, regret seeing them, that's for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, I just think with proper tangents, welcome to how we speak. I think that back to, obviously, Henry, you're definitely tuned into this and you want to know about my hobby life. I think definitely the human side of it is where you want to lead down.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds silly when I say like the human side, because it'd be based around the Imperium of Man, but Space Marines aren't human.
They're
humanoid.
Yes.
But they're not like, you know, they're not men. They're not men and women of the Imperium, like, you know, just without
the difference. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think definitely going from a guard or rogue trader point of view would be absolutely amazing. And I think talking about it, really, that I think the Rogue Trader would be the best option, because I could not watch them like mess up Gaunt's Ghost or like the Kane series.
That's the difficult thing, isn't it? When you pick like characters, I mean, I've not read or listened to Gaunt's Ghost yet. It is you and Matt have made sure it's on my list of things to get. For anything where there's an established character, that's why a lot of people said Eisenhorn, and I'm like, but I have such a vision of Eisenhorn. Like, I know who Eisenhorn is because of I listen to audiobooks. They bring that character to life, and you're like, yeah, but, and if he goes in place, I'm like, yeah, but what if he's not the same?
Yeah.
It won't be right. And people complain about things like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. Like, so many people complain about like Lord of the Rings not sticking to the books and things like that. And you're like, well,
but that's the thing. It's such a huge book series, isn't it? Like, from like Lord of the Rings side of things. And you know, 40K, the Black Library, is even bigger.
Yeah.
It's like 100 times bigger than Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insanely large, yeah.
Like, Tolkien done an amazing... You can't take away what Tolkien done. Like, he's done an amazing job of storytelling. But the size of what the Black Library, what they have, is just phenomenal. Like, I think someone done the stats of like it'd take you.
It'd be an insane amount of time to
get through all of the content of like religiously like reviewing it as well.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm super excited. So in one of our recent episodes, we were talking to Rachel, the one girl, about it. And we're saying about how like we're really coming into like the golden age. We're on the cusp. Like, when Amazon comes out, you're gonna really notice a big change to the hobby.
Yeah, like we're the hipsters of it. We're the hipsters of the hobby. We were here first.
Yeah, exactly.
It was cool.
Neck beards. All right, we're gonna gatekeep shit out of this. Fucking stay toxic.
You've only watched the program. I played this long before.
Yeah, exactly. What's the average life expectancy of a garden? Tell me now.
Don't look it up.
So yeah, I'm really excited, and I think that it's gonna be exciting because I really want them to go down the fantasy route as well.
That would be really cool.
I would love to see, because you look at Game of Thrones, right? And what do you imagine what they could do with like a Sigma or fantasy like story? Oh god, another random one for the man that hates AOS. One of my favourite audiobooks is Realm Slayer.
Gotrek's one of the best characters in almost any of the Warhammer universes.
Brian Blessed does the voiceover.
Yeah.
And he absolutely smashes it out of the park. He brings the characters to life. You're there. I've listened to the book 3 times because I love it. Nice. It's such an amazing book. And I love the voiceovers and stuff. And the characters are just, they really catch you. They really catch you off guard. And I think it's amazing. So if they was to go down that route from a fantasy point, that would be amazing. But I feel like, you've hit them now on the head by keeping it original, because you can kind of tip your hat to all these little things out there. It could be like, say if it's like you're in a kind of a battle cruiser, and you're like, we're behind the Indominus Crusade or something, like it's a little like
just, oh,
just like, oh, that's ahead of us. Like, we want to pass. We don't want to interrupt the crusade or the fleet or something like that. Like, I think that'd be really, really cool. That'd be really nice to see.
Yeah, it's been interesting to
see what happens.
Yeah. I'm sure Henry will do a solid. Sure.
Yeah, mate. Right. Listen, Heza. So if you want to run up to Amazon, mate, and just let them know about the ideas.
they just take our ideas.
Like, by all means, if you want to call us both in, hey. We'll make time for you.
Yeah, just you can have like 10 minutes, maybe. It's something like that. Why not? Yeah, stick me the credits. It's fine.
Yeah. Hey, we'll just go to the red carpet. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll suffer. Matt, you're getting a boot. Ben's my date now.
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. You had another child, and this happened. So it's definitely your fault. Yeah. Okay. I guess a bit of a last question, maybe a two-part question. Do you have
friends? I promise I've got friends.
Yeah, you play. I was just trying to think of this. Do you wish? We've already talked about playing, but do you wish you had more time for sort of another aspect of the hobby? To maybe something you'd like. If you like, don't have much time doing paintings, you wish you had like more time to delve into those.
I think so. I think I've really gotten, it's my hobby life has changed. So I used to really love building.
Okay.
Doing a lot of kit bashing, and it's not that I don't love it anymore, but I think I've recently found more of a passion for painting, and not in the traditional sense of painting. And I'm not trying to sound quirky or hipster or anything like that. Like, fucking rebel and painting with fingers. And the pubic hair, nothing like that.
Oh my god!
What basically? Image. No worries, it's fine. basically, I just feel like I really like playing around, like using inks and stuff like that, and doing a lot of overbrushing, different dryer brushing techniques to let a lot of the work be done quite quickly and easily for you. So add them really nice grimy, like nice natural grimy textures. So yeah, I've really and really gotten into terrain at the moment as well. So really trying to see kind of where I can kind of push my limits and doing everything on a budget with things that I can see and kind of find just sitting around the house or natural materials. Just to really, I think that's been a bit of a challenge for me. Is to not use everything that's out there, like to not go and just buy everything.
Yeah.
I can just go and buy a different tub of texture paint. To have that effect, and by all means, if you've got time, I don't know why it's turned into one of my challenges for me. I'm lazy as fuck around. Like, it's my paint jobs are like when we had the 2 Girls 1 Cup. I don't know if anyone's listening to those. Kendra and Jade, they are absolutely hilarious. Lovely to hear them back out there as well. They've got another episode now. When we had them on, they really enjoy their painting. They wanted to talk. They said they could really get stuck into like the golden demon side of things.
Yeah.
Really wanted to debate it and stuff. And like, I just thought, I want my army to be on the table. I ain't got any time for this. So Jade was talking about like how she spent like a day or so like just painting a Tau model's head.
That sounds like
I was like, mate, 10 models, that's what I want done in a day. I want them done, based, ready to be played in a day.
You're playing too much guards. You just sweep them off the table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like 3 colour minimum, that's fine. Don't you worry.
Doesn't matter when you take them off on hand by hand.
Yeah. Just put a shitload of matte varnish on top of them so they the paint job holds up for a few months.
Yeah, fair enough.
And by then, I bought more models, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Now you've got Rough Riders, and they take them off by the hand for them instead.
Yeah, oh, the Rough Riders, absolutely love them. Great looking models. I've got them off the Victoria Minis.
Yeah, they're incredible.
Oh, that's so nice.
So there's a guy on my Discord who's painting up 30.
Yeah, I've seen, that's people want to start running them lists of like having 60 horses.
Yeah. Let's see, where is he? Come on, Dave, where are you? I've got so many people called Dave. Yeah, he's on my Discord, and yeah, he's he was doing a doubles tournament.
I'm sure I've seen.
You're in my Discord, aren't you?
Is he like the blue robes, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, yeah. I know exactly the ones you're on about. I've been seeing he's been putting quite a few bits and bobs up.
Yeah, they're I love it. He gives us so many updates on the Discord, and I absolutely love seeing it. Yeah, I think he's going for like 30. Where's his list?
He'll probably do like 3 lots of Rough Riders and then yep. 3 lots of Death Riders from the Krieg.
So he's playing doubles, so I think he's limited. So his doubles list is the Lord Solar, Guy on the Horse,
of course,
Commander, 30 Leo. Rough Riders, 2 heavy weapons teams, and a Rogal Dawn. What a list!
I absolutely love the Rogal Dawn. I've just like to run 2 of them. That's like my base and base to build up from because they're so bloody good.
Yes,
they're really, yeah, really they're great cool. models. And for me, it's what a tank should be.
Yeah, so, definitely. Like, when that came out, I was like, that is beefy and beautiful.
Yeah, believe it or not, one of my most interacted posts is the Reddit. I just reposted the Reddit. Size comparison of the Dawn
compared to
Lehman Russ, and it's before it would come out as well. And I was just like, oh, thank you to my friend that found it. Here it is. I was like, bloody hell, a lot of people are getting involved in this.
Yeah.
I was just excited. I've got like a full tank column now sitting in the cupboard.
That's what you want. Yeah. For me, so guard have never been a particular interest for me. So if I were to ever go guard, it would just be like pure tanks. Just as many, how many tanks can I get on the table?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I really enjoy playing with like the tanks. I think they look great. Like not my tanks, they look alright.
Your tanks look good. They do look good.
They look alright from a distance with some smeary glasses on.
Just cover your eyes. Drink some beers.
Exactly. Then they look fantastic. but when you see what's his name? Now, Nevermore Minis. I don't know if anyone follows him.
Yeah.
So Aiden, he really goes to town on his guard. He's got some beautiful looking Krieg, and he's getting his tank column going, and they look great as well. And obviously, I'll shout out the hobby hubby, Matt.
Yeah, of course.
He's got his tanks going. Absolutely love his project at the moment. He's doing the Armenian tank company from
they look really
Gods
cool.
Ghost series.
Yeah, the weathering on them, I commented on this post. Yeah, the weathering on them, it looks fantastic. He's doing such a cracking job of it.
Yeah, he's really took his time, like, and he's gone to town on it. I've sprayed mine with sand colour spray paint and washed them.
Yeah, perfect.
And just done a bit of a dry brush of metallic over the top.
Sweet.
Hey, it's a tank at the end of the day.
Exactly. That's exactly what they look like. Yeah.
But you can do what Matt and Aiden have done as well. And I guess they look all right. They're not that bad.
They're just showing off, really. They're just showing off all that time that they had. Matt had that time.
Exactly. Now he ain't got it, is he? Hey, Matt. Exactly. Fucking wasting time there, buddy.
Now he's just spraying in one colour and doing a dry brush.
We have gone so many tangents, I've completely lost where we was. We said about...
Before we go on, Dave Hobby Corner, he's the guy who's doing all the horses. So go on Instagram, go and check it out. I love his horses. I will give him a proper shout out. So, and I know that he listens, so hi, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
We were chatting about having more time. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
He's painting robes on his horses while he's listening, probably. More time. Kit bashing, building,
and really getting into like the painting side of things and terrain and kind of like hobby hacks. Hobby hacks is probably the best thing to call it. Seeing kind of how you can try and save some money in a hobby. And plus, I guess with more time, I'd love to kind of put some more stuff out there to interact with the community. Just because I think we've got one of the best communities I've ever been a part of. Like, I come from a very sporty background where, you know, you've got that kind of like rugby and boxing. Boxing can be a very lonely sport sometimes. But you still have your training part, like buddies and stuff, and your gym teams. But then from rugby, you know, you've got that brotherhood and that kind of that friendship and that bond. But if you say anything about Warhammer, fucking hell, you better leave.
Not soon. Once Henry's kicked off, they'll be all like, oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
All this stuff you were talking about before is really cool.
Exactly. I think that's a weird thing, really, as well. Growing up, coming from my background, talking about a hobby like this, it's always very much been ashamed. I've been Cersei Lannister walking through the changing rooms. No one was whipping me, don't worry. It wasn't.
No, they know you'd enjoy it too much. So.
Oh shit! So that's been a very interesting turn. Kind of coming to a very positive community. Not saying the people that I play rugby with, they're like obviously some of my greatest friends. So they're my biggest arseholes. but coming to a very positive community to anyone. I think that anyone coming into the hobby. I'm speaking as a man. I've had a fairly positive experience. I know that there have been some ladies out there that have heard the opposite of that, and people are saying that they're just doing it for attention. They're smashing out Golden Demon standard paint jobs.
I mean, if it wasn't for Rachel's hair, she wouldn't be where she is. Hey,
yeah, Rachel.
Incredible painter that she is. If it wasn't for her, all that paintwork just wouldn't happen.
It's definitely, it's really nice to be a part of something that's so welcoming. And you know, from being in your Discord as well, and I feel like I feel like that's what we try to do. I think that's when we had you on our pod as our first guest.
I feel like the first and worst. I'll take that.
Not at all. But I think it's because we related so much. Because I was listening to your pod and I got such a positive vibe from you that I was this is a guy who just is like us. Like he wants to get involved in hobby and just make a nice space to talk about and
yeah. That's the point of it, isn't it? It's a hobby. Exactly. We're supposed to be having fun with it. That's the whole point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, completely. And that's what I love. I think the hobby is an absolutely amazing space to be in. And it's genuinely, I think it's so welcoming. And it's so lovely. And it's amazing how much time this little toy soldier game can take up in our lives.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's so many contributing factors to it, there's so many elements that add up. Like you've got your painting, your building, your storytelling.
There's tons of it, every aspect.
And now, like we said, we're on the cusp of going into that golden era of hobbying. But I feel like it's going to take off even more and be really influential.
We need to be really open to it. That's one of my big worries is there will be so many gatekeepers out there that will try and close it off. When, from my point of view, there's going to be so many more awesome people coming in. Loads of people that want to play games. You're going to be able to get a lot more games. GW, you're going to put a lot more money into it. And
yeah, completely.
Yeah, it's going to be wicked.
Do you know what? This is going to sound a bit weird. It's not really meant to be a brag, but those new people coming into the hobby would probably likely, obviously not straight away to channels like us, but they'll meet the influencers first. As soon as they search something, they'll see the influencers and the people putting content out, and maybe they'll bump into us. But I think by them seeing our positive output of it, we'll help bring more people in and help retain them as well. Because we want to start them chats and conversations and just to chat to your mates about your fun project, really. Do you know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
That passion-driven project of, oh, do you know what, today I've painted a space marine. Absolutely loved it. Mate, you've done one space marine, well done. Do you know what I mean? Like, you painted a leg, fantastic. Let's chat about it. What's going on with your hobby? What plans do you have? Like, one of the channels that we done on our Discord was like hobby dreams.
Yeah.
Like just chucking anything wacky and random. Like some people might want to have like a whole company chapter. Thousand Space Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what a dream, my mate.
Yeah. Ooh,
a lot of work, but bloody hell, good for you for doing it.
Yeah.
So I think everything overall related to the hobby, I think the best thing is the community and how welcoming it's been, and just to help keep growing it.
Yeah,
definitely help keep growing the community. Help people stay in the hobby as well.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we've kind of moved on to it anyway, but sort of moved to the sort of second section around the community content creation, sort of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've had your Instagram for quite a while now. You've been quite active in the community for quite a while. I think so. I mean, your account's certainly older than mine. Mine's only like a year and a bit old. but there's loads of people that aren't active, but you've been relatively active for quite a while now.
So, especially since I've started to learn how to do reels. Churning them bad boys out.
Reels are amazing. Yeah, I don't know. It took me ages to make my first reel, and I was like, why did I wait this long? Reels are
I love it, just because I make them for me. I'm just like, I'll sit there, I'll chuckle, I'm like, yeah, nice.
Do you know what? I'm addicted to just seeing a model spin around. I don't know what it is.
Oh, really? We'll make one for you. It's like hyper spinning.
Yeah. Just get on like a Beyblade.
Oh, yeah.
Stick it on top of a Beyblade and just rip that. Just see how quickly we can spin them.
A massive lazy Susie.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's the huge one in a Chinese restaurant. It's like all of my models like pick up some speed. Let's go, baby!
Just all blue tacked down, so they just like spin off. Yeah. Although that would be a really good like slow motion one, just spinning it and seeing them all just fly off.
Yeah, be like, this is what happened to Cadia.
Exactly. Perfect. There you go. That's your next real idea.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Yep.
Even going to a Chinese and they're like, excuse me, sir, can you please leave? Stop putting your models on our food.
Yeah, sorry, but can't really. You know,
this is for a reel for Instagram.
The planet broke before the guard did, so exactly. Do one, mate. While you're there, an extra side of first dairy, please.
Yeah, if I buy stuff, can I stay for longer? Thanks.
Yeah.
Question, mate. What made you start your Instagram in the first place?
I know exactly what made me start my Instagram in the first place. and that reason was Uncle Atom from... what's his bloody page on Instagram? For God's sake.
You have to search it now. Yeah.
I'm going to have to search it because I know exactly... It's Uncle Atom and I can't bloody read his page. And I'm going to see it and I'm like, you fucking idiot.
I do this all the time. I don't know about you when you're doing your podcast, but you're like, you try to record something and like, if you weren't recording a podcast, you'd be like, oh, it's this. The moment for some reason you hit record, you're like, I don't remember anything. Words have gone from head.
I've seen his stuff. But anyway, yeah, so he basically encouraged people during the pandemic, just, you know, make some content, just get out there and you know, just share your stuff, share your hobby. And I was like, that's a really good idea, actually. Tabletop Minions, that's the one. That's his page.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely love his voice as well. Yeah, he's got such a sweet setup. Tabletop Minions. So, yeah, he was saying, get out there, just put your content out there. And essentially what we have said about help grow the community and get engaged with each other. Get engaged as in engage with people, you know, not actually marry someone, but because, hey,
I mean, if you want to get married
already,
I'm married already,
but if there's
you married your
there,
wife and your husband, so
exactly, I'll take a third as long as they're filthy rich, please.
Oh, that counts me out, damn it.
Or buy me loads of Warhammer.
I'm filthy, I'm probably not that rich, so if you can take half, 50%, yeah,
Fine, we'll get you on board and we'll find some another one to be extra rich.
Yeah, there we go. They can just be uber rich.
Yeah, uber rich. Nice, exactly. Maybe they own Uber. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, free. Oh, God, imagine that. Imagine free having free Ubers. Just be like, I'll get up late for work. Be like, let me just text the bay. Sort me a car out. Send one round. Sweet. Thank you. Uber Eats. Yeah, oh, mate. There you go. Listen, welcome to Sidetrack, the only podcast where we'll go off on a very many tangents. Oh, mate, yeah, that'd be quality. Anyway, back to the Warhammer and plastic crap. Yeah. So Uncle Atom from Tabletop Minions, he has been out there for a year. He's been out there for ages now. I recently watched one of his streams or something, and he's like, it's 11 years doing this. So I was like, bloody hell, like, hats off to you.
Yeah.
And he said that some of you have been with me from the beginning. And I was like, just he, like him and other people out there in the hobby really helped me get through kind of like pandemic, even though I was working all the way through it, like being based in hospital. Like, so you lucky bastards out there who got to work from home. What's the thing everyone got put on when they got given
furlough?
Furlough, that's the one.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it. Now I've just completely forgot what furlough is. So I was fortunate enough to be stuck at home, hobbying away.
Yeah.
Oh, bastards.
Yeah.
But to be fair, the first wave, very controversial. But for me, it was great because that's when everyone wanted to bring stuff to the NHS.
True.
We had free food, was fantastic.
Yeah. Nice.
Like, we had like random things come in. Second wave, third wave.
Died off quickly, didn't it? Yeah.
The pots and pans and the claps started. I was like, that ain't going to get me through my lunch, love. Can I have another Wagamama's curry, please? Because they rocked up one day with Wagamama's curry, like katsu curries. Nice. And, oh, mate, what a lunch. What a time to be at work.
Yeah, fun.
Just, yeah, loads of mental health issues, you know, people in stress and world's falling apart, but at least I've got a curry. So that was it. That was what made me start my Instagram. And then just, I think you can definitely like see there's a lot of change with kind of the projects I've had at the time.
Yeah.
On the Instagram, like what I've been working on. Because I very much like, I like to get things complete.
Okay. You're one of those ones rather than like me where nothing is complete.
Yeah. Like it's hard because like my guard will always keep going. I'll always want to keep it going. But I really wanted to get the foundations of something where I can mix around and play different games.
Yeah, it gives you something to play with, doesn't it? So you've always got something to fall back on and play with, yeah.
Yeah, completely. Like now I've got like 180 Scions sitting in the cupboard. And I'm like, I can't play with 180 Scions. What am I going to do with them? Yeah, they need to bring it back. They need to bring back a pure Scion army without restrictions. That'd be lush.
Apocalypse, that's where you're going to play it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 180 deep strike inside. Lovely. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, can you imagine that movement phase? Oh,
I'll just be screened out. It'd be quick.
There's your take. Yeah, that's the thing.
Screen me out. Like, nope, no space here.
What they'll do is they'll just be like, right, we're like four tables. If we leave Sean the last table, he can just play on that table by himself and just deep strike more in there.
Fine, I'll sit and play with myself
again.
Yeah. That was me. That was me, and you definitely see the what kind of flavour of the month has occurred on my hobby page. It's been Custodes, it's been Black Templars. We've had like the Guard, obviously, keep reoccurring. Some Middle Earth stuff. I've got to upload actually. I haven't uploaded any of my like whips and stuff for a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got some little angry dwarves up.
Yeah, that'd be good. Love to see them. Yeah. And now, I say now, for the past year, you've had your podcast. So, Brush Clickers Club. Yeah, it's definitely one of my favourite podcasts out there. Yeah. That's we all do it.
Sound for you all.
Enjoy that in your ears.
Yes, the BLC. Yeah. Sounds like an old football firm. we're going to lick some brushes. Come on, lads. So Brush Clickers Club, that is. That's been absolutely amazing. I've really loved making like Brush Clickers Club, and like Matt is like one of my best mates now. We speak every day. Absolutely bizarre. For those that don't know, me, Matt, and a few other people, it's all down to Rachel, basically. Blame Rachel, yeah. The Warhammer girl. It's her fault that we're being released out into the wild to talk absolute fucking nonsense and shit on the internet. She put a group together on Instagram, and it's like, you know, like you have like a big like chat group.
Yeah.
And she's organising some drinks at Bad Moon. And I think I was talking to Rachel a little bit about different bits and bobs and hobby stuff, and she chucked it in. I was like, yeah, sure. Like, oh, unfortunately, I can't come because of work. Oh, fucking annoying. and Matt couldn't make it either. And something happened. Me and Matt just kind of hit it off and started chatting away from that chat separately as well. So I can't remember who slid into whose DMs first.
Matt slid into yours, definitely. Matt's not here, so
of course he did. I didn't want to say it, you know. Yeah. Don't want to embarrass him, but hey.
He's not here. Embarrass him when you want.
Yeah.
He had his chance. So
obviously, Matt slid into the old DMs like he did the little slide dog. And we just started talking for ages. The funniest thing, though, is because I don't have anything about... Look, it's my hobby page. So I've got like a personal Instagram and like a hobby Instagram. And for those that do follow me, and if I don't follow you back, it's because you've got too much personal stuff on your Instagram. I don't want to see, no offense, I don't want to see any pictures of your dogs. Maybe dogs, I'll let you get away with that. I don't want to see any kids. I don't want to see your holiday. This is hobby, all right? I just want to see little plastic soldiers and epic table builds. That is what my hobby account is about. So, yeah, that's literally started like talking away. And I've got nothing on my Instagram to say that what my name is. It's just like built on boob.
Yeah.
And so we were chatting for ages, and then we decided to meet up at Bad Moon for a game. And it was about 20 minutes before he was about to meet. Half an hour, 20 minutes, something like that. And he's like, by the way, mate, he's messaging me. He's like, what's your name? We've been talking for weeks.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to meet you. I don't even know what your name is. And I was like, oh, you know, I should have just ignored it and not said anything.
Just rocked up, yeah.
Just to rock up, be like, hello, how are you? But yeah, so yeah, no, obviously I told him my name was Steve.
It's not still calls you that to this day.
Yeah, hello, Steve. That's how me and Matt met at the game. We had like, honestly, it was a very, very fun game. I think that's my goal going into any game, is it's got to be fun. Like, it has to be fun. I've taken my time to come down and, you know, to play this game. And if I'm not having fun, I will just be like, do you know what? I'm done.
Yeah, but fair enough. Yeah.
So, like, fortunately, like, people I picked to play with, it's always been a good laugh. Like, I've always had a positive experience. I've never had that. Because, like, you know, I think time is the most precious thing that we've got. And the fact that we've got so much investment into the hobby, like, even if you were a shit painter, like moi, you still have a lot of time and you put in checking into the hobby. You know, and me going socializing with someone, it's got to be a good time. It's got to be fun. It's got to be laughs. It's got to be kind of a banter rap, bat rap.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm doing, that's the biggest thing for me. If people mess up rules, it's not the end of the world. Nah. Don't worry about it.
Get on with it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that was how we met. We had a really good game. And then throughout the game, we were just like chatting away. But we should like maybe joked about doing a podcast. Then we got talking a bit more after the game. And just like, oh, what do we call it? And blah, blah, blah. Like, things are going back and forth. And then there's a few weird names out there. Like the Bondage Massive. That was a joke. For our American listeners out there, that was sarcasm in its finest form. So yeah, when the Brush Liquors Club come up, and we was like, yeah, we love that, absolutely love
that.
It's
a wicked name.
Thank you, mate. It was definitely my idea. I actually don't even know whose idea. We was just bouncing it around off of ourselves. But yeah, that come up. Love the idea. Matt absolutely smashed it out of the park with the logo and the colour scheme.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. We really like it. I think I kind of sum it up as a professional looking logo, but the most unprofessional approach.
Yeah.
You look at it, you think, oh, this is going to be interesting. What happens here? But no. Let's hit this. Let's rack this, whack this bad boy up to 11.
Yeah,
we have had so many different chats on our podcast. It's weird. It's mental. It's weird. It's funny. And that's the whole point, really. We just want it to be something that's going to bring you in. And, you know, we're not there for a long time. We're just there for a good time, baby.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what we want. That's us, really. That's where we want to take it as well. There's enough serious stuff going on in the world. Let's get away from it. Like, a lot of the times, if people do talk to me and Matt, either, that's another thing we love doing, by the way, is we don't tell you who you're talking to because we share the same Insta page.
Yes, you do, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you've got into the habit of telling me now. Eventually, you now put your names every now and again. But yeah, a lot of times, like,
that's Matt. A lot of that, and more of that. So that is Matt that puts his name. But I love it. I love to. I'm like. Sometimes I message Matt, like, don't put your name.
Like, yeah, it's quite funny. I'm like, I think I'm starting to get it now, though. When you don't put your names, I'm like, yeah, I know who which of the two's put that. So I think I'm starting to get there.
When we was organising to have Caden Gender, and then I'm changing your name, Slubs, and then Jade on the podcast. Like, so that was a four-way chat through just two pages, and that was chaotic. That was just no one knew what was going on. Like, I'm replying to my own message, but it was because of Matt sent the message. And then people were just losing it. And it's just like, oh, but yeah, that was fun. Small
and then
thing.
That's what the whole episode of the podcast became, basically.
Yeah, pretty much just talking about the chaos of our chat. And then the chaos of the podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's banging. If anybody to pick for me one episode that you're going to listen to from your podcast, it's that one.
Thank you, mate.
It's just pure. I mean, everyone should go and listen to all of them. But yeah, that one episode is pure chaos and so funny. It's such a good episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, we had, honestly, that like, the girls are absolutely lovely. They're genuine. Like, honestly, you chat to them. You know, whenever you podcast, you don't just log on or meet in person and you just go chat straight away. You always have a bit of a chat beforehand and afterwards. And with the girls, they were literally exactly how they come across.
Yeah.
100% genuine. And just, listen, what did I call them? Well, we changed your names.
Gender and Caden Gender.
Caden Gender. I know you're listening to this, all right? More episodes, please. You need to forget about the real world and your jobs and pump out some more content, because that's what we all want, is more hobby content. Yeah. We've got, you know, certain people having babies going to be stopping recording. So my hobby content consumption has gone down.
Yeah.
People need to pick up the pace.
Sorry, mate. I will, I'll tell you what, I'll get the new little one and I'll just have them and I'll just record episodes with the little one.
Yeah, exactly. Strap to your back, mate. That's what you need to do. Strap it to your back.
Yeah.
You stay there.
Plenty of space right here for a cot, exactly. So they can just stick there.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if you can hear my little one at the moment kicking off. She's like just really excited. So she's going. Exactly. Kids, are fucking nerdlings.
They really are. I've never been so ill in my life as having a child go to nursery.
I work in a fucking hospital. Like, I was never as ill as a... I had a pretty good immune system. Have a kid, go to nursery. Oh, my God.
Breeding grounds, those nurseries. Yeah,
literally. Like, I remember a time, like, during the pandemic, we had to wear like our FFP3, our visors, and there's some dickhead made the decision that we had to wear a gown over our uniform, over our scrubs. So we changed out of our uniform into scrubs, a gown, then a long sleeve gown that would go over that gown and wrap you like essentially like a blanket, it would go all the way around your body. And then over the top of that gown, another plastic gown. And then we had to tape our glove to the sleeve, the long sleeve gown. And do you know what I mean? Like, I've gone through all
that
of that.
That sounds mental.
Yeah, that, oh, mate, honestly, I didn't need to gym, mate. That was losing weight. All the sauna session. I've been around some really infectious environments, but I come home to this little fucking grot, and
yeah,
I'm sick as a dog.
I don't know where they get it from. Yeah, for sure.
The children are disgusting. That's the one thing I've learned about being a dad.
Yeah, everything goes in their mouths or their nose or God knows where else.
Yeah, exactly. So for those soon to be parents out there, congratulations.
Yeah, welcome when you're to the nursery, club. Just expect to be ill for like a month solid, because you probably will be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, being sick, being ill, which is bloody horrible. Yeah. Do you know what? I can understand. I can understand the Papa Nurgle thing there.
Yeah.
Just being happy.
If you were just happy all the time, it didn't matter if you were ill. Doesn't matter.
Fucking cough up a lung and shit out your heart, but you'd be happy about it.
Exactly. It's Papa Nurgle's gifts for you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Because people do this to me all the time. All the time. So I'm going to do it to you. You've had...
Yes.
We've talked about it. You've had loads and loads of good guests. Oh. Who's been your favourite?
Oh, yeah. Fucking bastard. Oh, yeah.
Everyone does it to me. Everybody does it to me. I'm like, right, I've got the chance.
You know what? Do you know what? I think I've... It's always like you would say that it's probably like the cop-out answer, but you can never put your favourite guest on.
You can't.
Like, because I think, especially the things that we do, it's so different and so diverse. Yeah. Like, the conversations are completely... Like, I absolutely loved having the painting face guys on. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, a bit of controversy there with the recent split. But all of those guys are 100% just so lovely, so genuine. Really, really lovely guys to be around. Like, poor Pat, he was saying... I'm quite boring, really. I don't know how long you're going to get out of me. He's our longest episode yet.
It's always the way. Yeah, it's always
like,
the way.
We had such a great laugh with Pat. Like, he was honestly just a great lad. Jeff, absolutely loved talking to Jeff. The end quarter of the year, we're going to do a bit of a pilgrimage, maybe a brush licking pilgrimage up to Warren World. So by all means, mate, if you're free, you're more than welcome to get the plans in order. To all meet up there. But also, I want to get my hair cut from Jeff. See kind of what we could do. Maybe film some content of like from the chair.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I just like, because I absolutely love speaking to Jeff. Peachy, oh God, hobby hero for me. He is just like, come back into the hobby. Saw Peachy obviously from Wyoming TV. Peachy and Duncan. And then kind of followed him on and off a little bit, and then when he started to come out as
there's no scoop here on Peachy coming out of anything. Yeah,
exactly. when he come out on his own and joined the painting phase, oh mate, I just really, really appreciate his content, and it really speaks to me as well.
Yeah,
as like an army painter. And, you know, not doing things with ease, but doing things that are more efficient and more efficient use of time, which I really appreciate. And I think that's a great way around it. Like, you know, just to not think about things being easy, but to help with, like, use your time more efficiently. Mm. So, yeah, the painting face guys, amazing guys. Gutted that I've had to miss a few. So I kind of got in with a Spens one, Spens painting, but it was literally for like 10 minutes. I was on the way back from a scan. It was like a really late scan. I finished late at work as well. So I managed to quickly get on, just have a quick chat with him. But I'd really like to speak to Spencer properly. Jake as well from VT. I had such a laugh just editing that.
So Jake's see,
Matt, I told you I edit, Matt. So when I was sitting down listening, editing that, I had a great time listening. But I really, really would like to get chatting to Jake. Obviously, I think we've all kind of got the same sense of humour, same.
Yeah.
Maybe they're a little bit more competitive than me. just a tad, build just a whole business off of it. Yeah. But no, that's what I love about the VT guys. I spoke to Stephen Box at Salute last year.
Oh, nice.
He was just so nice. Just he just really enjoys the hobby. Really enjoys the game. Like, and he's just a naturally competitive guy, so he knows what he wants to do. He knows how to where he wants to play and the style of play that he wants and stuff like that wants to be doing, which is great, and there's no problem with that at all. But I love that he's got the sportsmanship. He's really he brings
it's
that
really positive. Big for them, isn't it? Yeah,
I think that's amazing. I'm so glad as well that one of the guys from the LVO.
LVO.
Was one of the VT guys. That was lovely to see. Like, you know, just not that it validates them anymore, but it just goes to show that kind of this is our approach. We really emphasize sportsmanship, community, you know, not being a dickhead.
Basically,
that is the epitome of VT. That's my takeaway. Obviously, I have nothing to do with Vanguard tactics at all. But I just like to say that maybe in the least professional approach, don't be a dickhead. That is what they're trying to say. And I think that's great because there's plenty of dickheads in the world and we do this hobby to avoid it.
Yeah.
So, Jake would love to do a session.
Session?
We could go out on a session if you want, Jake.
Yeah. Don't mind. I'm sure Jake would be well up for that, knowing him.
Yep. So get chatting to Jake. I honestly forget how many people we've had on.
It's so easy to forget, isn't it? It's just
not that I haven't forgot the guests that we've had on. I just forget how many we've had. And when you're sitting here going through it, you're like, fucking hell, we've had a lot of people.
Chatting some incredible people, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah, like Rachel, just absolutely hilarious. Like,
yeah.
We've got t-shirts made now off the back of her episodes.
Yeah.
They're over at warbay.shop if you want to go and check it out. Sorry for the plug, mate. A little hijack there.
Mate, honestly, this podcast is all about you, so you do anything you want.
Shout out to you, Mum. Big up yourself. Listens. East London Massive. people want to think, well, Mum's like me, Julie from LEG. She's not. She's not at all. She's just, you know, she's an old East End girl.
I'm not going to comment, mate.
Yeah. I've gone to the comments. I can imagine that. I can imagine if Matt was on the opposite side of this, just what he would be saying right now.
He'd be listening, and this is the point where he'd be messaging us like, what on earth are you talking about?
Exactly. What a load of shit. I think that's why I need Matt, to be honest, on the podcast, because he just filters.
It just reins you back into a straight line.
Listen, get in line, dickhead. That's it. That's our balance. He's the yin and yang of the hobby podcast world. I've really enjoyed. Like, I'm enjoying being back, like chatting to you, and not having to worry about the edit.
I bet.
Yeah, so that's great. Absolutely love that.
We'll be on again next week.
Yeah. Look, I'm just back. All right, just here to say hello. Just the people. Like, the range of guests that we've had on have just varied massively. Because we've had Quipster as well. Yeah. I feel like you're not a hobby podcast until you've had Quipster on.
You've got to have Quipster on, yeah.
Like, he establishes it. He, like, starts it off. He is just so, that is that passion which I love. And he's so passionate about the lore. Like, he's just fucking, he's on it.
He's like a law god.
We should just call him the librarian.
The librarian. Yeah,
the librarian. Like, you know, not from any law point of view, but the fact that he's like the keeper of the book. So he was great to talk to, and again, the projects that he has around how much depth he goes into with his armies and stuff is amazing. So I love seeing that, and when you see his stuff in person as well, amazing paint job. Amazing.
Yeah, he's an incredible painter.
Yeah. It took him 20 years to paint it, but...
still quicker than me somehow. Yeah.
he's... So, Crips was great. There's just so many, like, honestly, really great, like, guests. I would never put one guest in front of the other. I think that's the honest answer. Because we've spoken about so many different topics as well.
Yeah.
Like,
every guest is just so different, and like you say, similar to mine, you have a relatively standard thing, like set.
It's alright, mate. I know I'm your favourite guest. You don't have to pick up.
Yeah. Every new guest is my favourite guest, I have to say. So yeah. But yeah, like same as my podcast, obviously you kind of run through an agenda.
Yeah.
I live in a world of meetings. So in theory, we're all talking about, you're talking about the same thing basically every podcast, and yet every single episode is so different, and you have such weird different tangents, and you have so many different conversations that you're right, you just can't compare. It's like lemons and cars.
Carrots.
Yeah, they're so like polar apart. It's just impossible.
Yeah,
that's the fun of it, isn't it? That's
yeah,
the people behind the hobby.
No, completely. Yeah, and I think that's everyone has a similar interest, but a complete different outlook and approach, which is great, which I love, because you know the diversity is what makes us, you know, human at the end of the day. It brings out our humanity. You know, if everything was just the same, it'd be boring.
Yeah.
So and, you know, that's why some people just choose to play Chaos, because hey, someone's good.
I can't say I'm my Chaos Knights in the cupboard.
Yeah. I've absolutely it's been a great it's been a whirlwind of a year, to be honest. Because we aim to do, I think we're on like 14 episodes at the moment, if that's including the pilot.
Yeah.
15 including the pilot.
Okay.
So yeah, we just class that as episode zero. That was when
we
had even less of an idea. We have a slight idea of what we're doing.
Speak up as you go along, it's fine.
Yeah, that is you've been on, Ben. Nothing's changed, mate. It's exactly the same.
So much fun coming on, honestly, it really was.
Yeah, no, I'm glad, mate. I'm glad you had a good time. That is our pivotal, really. That is our main thing. Because we, like, you know, people give up their time to come on and chat to you.
Yeah.
And that is, as long as you've come away having a good time, enjoyed yourself, and you can, you know, spread that good hobby word, continue the hobby fight, viva la brush. that's the most important thing for us, really. We want to keep it going. But I would love to do more. I really, really would love to do more. Like, because I want to get people back on. But people have asked to come on. And so
it's so hard. Yeah, once it gets rolling, it gets so difficult. I mean, I try to avoid getting, obviously, the same person back on, because the dynamic of the podcast is like, well, I can't ask the same question, so it'd be quite a different one.
Yeah.
I am thinking about doing something slightly different to get people back. It seems to you, like, having them back and just chatting with them again is so much fun. So I think I might do a bit of a spin-off in the future and get with it.
Second rank.
Exactly. I've set myself up for it. Second rank fire.
You can just keep going. Third rank. Fourth rank.
Yeah, definitely. Just have as many podcasts as I can. And eventually...
You should call it rapid fire.
Oh, I like that. Like
open fire or something like that. You know,
Rapid fire works really well with the questioning. So yeah, maybe that's the...
There you go. Yeah. Mate. Fire at will. Something like that. Something along those lines. So you've got that kind of free flow a little bit.
Definitely. But yeah, like you're saying, sort of getting people back on it's fun, isn't it? Because you build up that relationship through the however many hours you end up talking, and then
of course
getting them back, you're like, you talked about this before, what's going on with it and stuff like that. Completely.
And I think that's the real really lovely thing, is that you do through this, you make genuine friends.
Absolutely.
Like obviously it's going to be awkward if you don't, but I look at you as a good mate now, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
So you're like, you know, oh shit, he's getting out.
Damn it, man. And what do I tell Matt now? Now I said that. Oh
shit.
I did that bit out, it's fine.
So yeah, it's been really lovely, the fact of, you know, you're making genuine friendships.
Yeah.
From this. And yeah, it's just, again, it's time. The more time you have, the more, you know, the freer you are to do more things like this, which is great. And I absolutely love that. And I want to keep doing it. I really, really do. But yeah, it's just when you've got, everyone's got so much on, it's trying to find time. Yeah. I don't know if you want to go into another question of yours.
No, crack on.
It's just basically like in future with the pod, like we do, I would really love to do some stuff in person.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Like, I really love, like for us as well, like the painting phase was like a really not like an inspiration. Like we really loved the layout and how things are on that side of things. Like loved the sofa chat style of it, and you know, well, I really like the original one. I was just sitting around like a hobby table.
Yeah.
But you know, sitting on the sofa as well is really really cool. Like if we could eventually at one point maybe have like a mini studio, that would be amazing. It would ideally, it not ideally, but it'd most likely be towards Matt because he's got his Matt cave.
Yeah,
I've got the Sean Hobbit hole, which is it's literally got me tumble dryer in there as well. So we fit in one person, no more than that.
One person sat on the tumble dryer.
Yeah, exactly. One person in the cupboard. And then like sticks outside. So yeah, if we could do it in person, I'd absolutely love that to really try and you know, make it a real experience as well for like our guest. I understand it would be a big ask as well.
Yeah,
a big ask for someone to come down and chat to us and that. But I feel like we would want to make it like a really nice thing to welcome.
Yeah,
you know, do a full day like record game. Do some hobbying if you want, so you know, something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what I'd like. And me and Matt have spoke about, like, well, I don't think we've put anything out there to people yet. Like, not that we've got like a huge following, but for people that do listen, like doing some Twitch streaming as well.
I've been thinking about the exact same thing. Yeah,
like because people said, "Oh, why don't you get in Twitch and that?" And people, the more people express it, we're like, "Great, there is some demand there." But at the end of the day, me and Matt said, like, from day one, and we still say it now, the day it stops being fun for us, then we're not going to do it.
100%. Yeah.
Like, we want it to end in a good spot. We don't want to force anything.
Yeah.
So, like, when Matt comes back, we've got some guests lined up. People want to come on and are really excited to come on. Yeah. But, you know, record a couple of episodes, just me and him as well, like, getting back to kind of the swing of how we do it. Because we really honestly we did not really intend to be like a guest podcast. Like it wasn't something that was in our, like, you know, anyone that listens, you know, you know that we are very much, we have the introduction, what you've been doing, and go. That is it.
Free flow.
Free flow. See what comes out, and then when we remember, we do the Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah,
so your hobby deals, but I feel like we got through them pretty quick because me and Matt are fucking tight asses and we like to find a good deal. So we emptied the tank pretty quick on the Wolf of Wall Street, but we'll have to think of a few more tips.
Yeah,
come back. I think my coffee stirrer tip will be on there this time around.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
yeah, but well, basically
pay extra for your coffee for them.
Yeah, invade London coffee shops because there's always an excess of coffee stirrers. Like, don't go to somewhere like Brighton; they're very limited on their coffee stirrers. Yeah, and just take them all. Take them all. Coffee stirrers for the coffee god. That's what I need to. That's what I need to tell Dave from Mini War Gaming. Do you know what? Yeah. And that is a proper hobby hero of mine is Dave.
Such like, a legend. You know, yeah.
He's the embodiment of a really great hobby community, I think.
Yeah.
You know, passion he brings. I've never met Dave. I've literally, like a few times I've responded to a story. And this is what I love about Dave. He responded with a voice note.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you don't know who I am. You just responded to me. You just made my day. You just put a big old smile on my face. So, yeah, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate that. And I think to have Dave on would be a really big...
Honestly, mate, yeah.
Because like, I really loved the episode you done with Dave. It was really fun.
I don't think I've ever been as nervous as I was chatting with Dave. Maybe apart from the first episode with Quipster. But, yeah, that episode, I think somebody messaged me and they were like, could definitely tell you were nervous at first. I was like, yeah. I really want. I love Dave so much. He's such a legend.
Yeah. And I think that's like, yeah, I think, mate, you smashed it out of the park. I really enjoyed that episode with Dave.
Good.
I really, yeah.
No, let's be honest, he can take all the credit for that. He killed it. He was such an amazing guest.
No, but still, you know, it's like you're facilitating. You're facilitating and you're placing, like, you're trying to, you know, guide
just trying to keep people somewhat.
Yeah. You're just a shepherd.
Yes, yeah.
the podcasting shepherd at his first rank. So
it's changed a lot from being the opera of the podcasting world, of the Warhammer world. That was, I'm now a shepherd. I've moved away from opera. Yeah.
Listen, you get to walk around and carry a big stick.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'll take that. I get sheep. Yeah,
but yeah, no. So Dave is someone that I absolutely love on the pod. But thinking about it, I would love to do something with Dave in person.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I feel like maybe
fly energy Canada.
Yeah. Oh my god, babe. I'm just leaving for 2 weeks. Where are you going? Get some milk.
Videos start popping up, and
exactly. Me just like jumping into his arms. he's been bulking up. He'll be able to catch me.
He would. He definitely would. Yeah, that man is a machine. Yeah.
So it'd be great to do something in person with Dave. I know he's always like in and out of like the UK now.
Yeah.
But that is in the future, because I don't think that. Yeah, I think it's just like all of our energies would bounce well off of each other.
Definitely.
Trying to contain that to a
poor Matt trying to keep you all on the straight and narrow for that. Oh my days!
I know, exactly. So I feel like that on a on the stream kind of labs system wouldn't have the same effect.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something. Thinking about that, but again, it's in the future. We're just like we said about doing our pilgrimage to. Warhammer World. So we'll see. Maybe in the future. We don't know. That's the exciting thing about this hobby, is 1 minute painting toy soldiers, next minute you're talking to 12 people and hinting about them.
Yeah. All 12.
All 12. And they're all part of the same Discord. We're sharing the same 12.
It was the same. Hey, you're over the 1K now, Bush Lickers.
Yeah.
Absolutely smashed past that in this year.
Thank you, mate. We're really lucky
right now.
I think we're getting
1,100 as I'm looking at it. There you go, just past the 1,100 mark. Yeah, well done. Amazing.
One of the personal things that I wrote this year was like just to get like 1,500. That'd be nice. Not for any like particular reason. Nice to see the growth, really.
Yeah.
That's all. And like we don't overly worry about kind of like comments and likes on posts. We like people, enjoying our content.
Yeah.
Like if people like it, then fantastic. Because one thing that me and Matt have always spoke about as well is we said that sometimes, there's lore channels, and it's either not every lore channel, because you've got like people out there that are very big in their approach. You've got the what's the Australian guy called?
Major Kill.
Yeah, Major Kill. So he's like super cool in his like approach to like telling stories and stuff.
Yeah.
But sometimes it can be quite formal.
Yeah.
So we just like the we want to just keep it things very free flowing and banter orientated. And I feel like that's where the gap is for us. We want to keep the energy up, and like I said, the whole principle of Brush Stickers Club is to make sure everyone licks their brushes. I joke. If you do decide to lick your brush. if you do decide to lick your brush, then please do make sure you're licking it with something that can be licked.
No,
toxins in the body, please. Thank you very much. That's my public service announcement. Keeping it fun, keeping it banter orientated, and growing our community. That's the biggest thing. Growing the community, pushing people out, like minded, and that's really where we are. That's where we want to be. It'd be great to get on Twitch, great to do things in person, but we'll see how we get on in the end.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. All right, I've got one last question in this sort of section. So since you started making the podcast, Do you think there's anything that you've like learned or done or anything
no,
like that?
No, we are perfect in every single way. I've not learned anything. I don't need to learn anything.
Is there anything you would tell yourself before you started it?
Don't do it. I'm joking. Of course.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, people are sitting there like, I can't believe I've listened to this dickhead for an hour and a half. Like, what the fuck am I doing still tuned into this mug? But if you are still here, thank you very much. Love you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And if you're very rich, you want to marry me.
If you own Uber, yeah.
Yeah, if you own Uber, listen, there's a little love nest you need to marry. It consists of two podcast channels. So, yeah, if I could tell myself something. Do you know what? I think it's very much because of how everything was born very organically, you know, like nothing was really forced too much. We just got chatting, and I think that's what, because it was such an organic approach and it come across in a very natural way, that's what helped kind of build the fundamentals of how we delivered the podcast. So it's hard to say what you tell yourself in, but I think it's just, and the thing that I think that you always hear people say whenever they do any kind of, I'm not a content creator. I'm not no influencer.
You're an influencer, mate. Yeah.
I'm literally so many people. I am just a knobhead that chats to his mate, another knobhead, about his hobby. That is it.
And that's just this episode. Never mind all of the Bush Liquor podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't listen to them pricks. and then, you know, just like everything around it. If you choose to listen, then thank you, because you are a fellow knobhead. But, you know, it's about being passionate, and we banged on about being passionate and enjoying your hobby. But that's it really for us. Is we're not doing it for any other reason apart from just to have fun, just a hobby, and enjoy it. So if I was to tell myself something, it would be maybe not buy the first mic I bought, because that's shit.
Do you know what? That's actually really solid. About nobody ever really talks about the equipment and the crap that you end up buying, and you're like, why did I ever buy that?
Like by all means, useless. Like I bought this this one. I love, and I absolutely love this little mic. It's a Snowball Ice. And I bought it for £20 off of eBay. It was a former display, and it does the job. It's absolutely fantastic. Really
little one there.
Oh, bless her.
She's just waking up. Yep.
She's like, who's that man, Daddy? so there's the mic, the first one I bought. It's a good mic. It's really good quality. But it's for a phone. Like it's like a vlogging set.
Yeah.
So when I plug the mic in, I can't listen to anything.
Oh, right.
So that's really weird. Because it's everything, just it's the main output and input is just for the mic, so it's literally for when you vlog or when you talk to people, it just picks everything up, and it's a really great mic, but not exactly what I needed. So I'm still determined to. Well, I want to do more things this year, to go to things and vlog a little bit as well. Just to, you know, because I completely understand that every hobby scene is very different, so. You know, the States side, you've got LVO and you've got Adepticon, which are absolutely massive. They're so big. And I can guarantee you one thing. If anyone vlogged it and walked around, showed off what's there and stuff, I'd bloody watch it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see what's going on. As for, like, over here, like, there's so much going on all over the place. You know, like if it's from a little village hall to, you know, like the fucking LGT, like there's so much going on, which is great. And I think that, one thing, I just want to vlog a little bit just for personal interest, really, just to be like, this is what we've done today. You know, this is what's happened here. Like the one that I definitely am going to vlog this year, I've done a little bit last year was Salute. So in the XL. One of the biggest independent wargaming shows. I don't know if it's in Europe or the world. I'm not too sure.
Wait, no,
it won't be the world because that's either LVO and Adepticon.
Oh yeah, the US stuff's insanely big. But I think Essen, where they're having the the Golden Demon this year. I think that's pretty supposed to be pretty massive as well.
Oh, really? But yeah. Yeah, it's a big show. It's a really big show. Salute. And it's in London as well, so very local to me. So I definitely want to vlog it this year. Just have a look, like walk around, doing a little brush liquor event.
Nice. Yeah. Just little get together.
Yeah, a little get together. Just to say hello to people and stuff. Like last year, it was just it was crazy. I was hobbling around, so I was like after surgery on my knee, so I couldn't really do much. I had to park up the little wagon, the mobility scooter, and then like get out and walk around. But people were absolutely brutal. They just was like they did not give a shit.
Get out of the way.
I talk about this all the time on our pod. But those listeners that are still here and haven't heard this story, I call it the arse smelling bandit wagon, because as I was cruising round Salute, I was at arse level with everyone.
Oh, God.
And our hobby is known for certain people in the hobby who can be pungent. Let's just put it that way. And, you know, because you're sitting down all day. You're sitting down on your ass. So the crack's going to get a bit sweaty.
Oh, mate.
And I'm not going to lie, as I was driving around, as I was cruising in my 6.4, literally, it was a bit of a stinky time. Yeah, it's like Papa Nurgle would punch me in the face with his ball sack. but yeah. Yeah, so definitely. Now I'm on the mend and I can walk and I won't need a little mobility scooter. I would definitely vlog. I think the painting face guys are coming down.
There's quite a lot to announce Salute, I think, this year, because there's no Warhammer Fest. I think people have took stuff like UK Games Expo, Salute, and now the MPO.
Yeah, definitely.
I think people have picked up on those, and there's just going to be so many Warhammer-based people at all of those.
Yeah, no, and it's great, honestly. Last year, like, bumped into Rachel, like, caught up with her, Adam, so ADR Wargaming, who's actually part of my hobby group, so I see him more than anything now. And then, like, Reza Prime and stuff. Really nice bumping into those guys. Definitely, I think Peachy's going to go as well. I spoke to Peachy.
Yeah.
He's going to be heading down for it. It's just going to be great. I'm actually going to go. One of our suppliers, the Scrapyard Orc, Scrapyard Orc, has kindly sorted some dice out for us as well. Yeah. So we can do some like little giveaways. Some merch as well, some dice to be walking around and giving out them wonderful six rolling dice, guaranteed sixes.
They seem to roll them better than any other dice I've seen so far, apart from when they're in yours and Matt's hands.
Yeah, well, you know, we lick them too much.
That's true. Yeah, you're making the sixes. That's the problem. You're making them too
exactly. That's exactly it. I'm like, Matt, get out your mouth. I see. I put the dice down as well. we're really proud of them dice. Actually, we're really happy how they've turned out. Like the kind of purple black tiger effect. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're really happy how they've come out with. It's been weird as well from the podcast side of things. We've just had. Like, we've got a dice and we've got some merch now as well.
Yeah. See people in all your hats and your jump, your hoodies and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that people bought it as well.
Yeah.
We were shocked. Thank you. We really appreciate it. It's been absolutely amazing. We really appreciate any support we get. And we love that, you know, it just makes people feel like a bit more of a community.
Yeah.
You know, like whenever you can kind of associate with that. Kind of
part of the club,
part of the club, exactly. But one thing we haven't done is we haven't got that sexy embroidered t-shirts. Yeah.
Oh, mate, do you know what? You're one of the special ones. There's one t-shirt which is here, and then two of these hoodies, and then you've got the only other embroidered t-shirt.
Really? Oh, mate, yet.
Honestly, all my merch stuff is all the is printed. So yeah.
Oh really? Yeah. Oh mate, absolute dream. I love that t-shirt. It's such a nice fit, and it's well cozy.
They're nice, aren't they? Yeah, I'm wearing one right now. They are quite nice. Yeah, t-shirts.
They're very, very comfortable. Wore it into work the other day, and someone was like, "What's that?" I was like, "Oh, a podcast. You should go and listen to it."
And
it's someone that's not into Warhammer, so
they're going to come and listen to this about what are they talking about?
Yeah, what is this? You have to listen to like an hour and 40 minutes. Then, thank you, Stacey.
Yeah, Pat, she's now into Warhammer. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. She's sold. She's like, I'm sure he'll give me a shout out somewhere along the line.
Just keep waiting for it.
Yeah. Oh god, that's the one frustrating thing about podcasting is like, if someone approaches it outside of the community, and they're not into the hobby or something, they're like, so what's your podcast about?
Yeah.
I'm like, because you've got to go around
saying this.
Yeah. How do I say that it's like a niche within a niche within a niche? So yeah. Do you know tabletop wargaming? Yeah. Great. So do you know pretend sci-fi futuristic magical settings? Yeah. Brilliant. So yeah, kind of like, you know, you're going off on this.
So that's what that hobby's about, and I've taken the people who document about that hobby, and I'm talking to them.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. And they're like, oh, great, that sounds fun. I'm like, yes, well, you asked, didn't you?
Yeah, you asked about it, and here we are.
I actually had a guy that asked me on the train. He's like, what's that hat you're wearing? And because I'm always in a snapback or a cap or something. Just lazy. Can't bother to do the barnet. Yeah. So yeah, they said, "What's that?" It's like, "Oh, it's a podcast I listen to." I wasn't going to get into the ins and outs of it, because whenever you say you do a podcast, someone always goes, "Oh, that's interesting. How did you get into that?"
Yeah,
and I'm not going to say. Basically, I was talking to this random stranger on the internet, and I become his best friend.
That's life, isn't it? Like post COVID, everyone just talks to anyone online, and maybe you become friends and see each other.
Yeah, you like as a kid, you always talk about stranger danger, but now it's just like, oh, that's a nice little toy you've got there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how you made it?
That's a nice candy you've got in your van. Can I have a look, please?
Get in the van.
Sure. You've got candy. Let's get in. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, God. But, yeah, that was... I always find it weird. That's a big weird thing. A really weird thing when people do ask me about the podcast.
Yeah.
I just say, listen to it. Any merch that I wear, I just listen to it.
I do.
And they're like, what's it about? Warhammer, you heard of it? No, don't worry.
Cool. We'll move on then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely. All right. I'll move on to the sort of the last section.
Yeah.
So I have a Discord question first. So if you go to my Discord, I obviously talk about my guests and you can throw in questions. So there's one from Eron. And he obviously listens to your podcast, as I do. His question is...
What give it away?
Can you define a sausage dinner, please?
A sausage dinner? Yeah. Question for the ages. That is... Oh.
Anybody who doesn't understand the context needs to go and listen to the Bush Liquor Club. So I'm not going to explain anymore. So yeah, define a sausage dinner.
Do you know
dinner.
What? Define a sausage dinner. I will give the context of how the sausage dinner was born.
Yeah, well, that'd be good, yeah.
So... It actually goes back to the early 16th century when Jonathan Sausage decided one day he needed to contain his meat in something. And he enveloped his meat in this pigskin. And he's like, oh, that's an interesting concept. I'm going to put that in a frying pan. So he fried up his sausage. And he's like, oh, that's interesting. And his wife came in and said, Jonathan, what have you got going on there? And he said, what? He said, oh, that's just my sausage. She's like, what, your name? She yeah. And he's like, oh, fantastic. He said, what are you doing? What's it for? He's like, that's my dinner. And hence, going forth from the 16th of September, 1542, Jonathan Sausage had made the sausage dinner.
Please, nobody Google that. That is the legit truth now from this point. Never Google when the sausage was invented, because that is the legitimate truth right there. You don't need to Google it.
Yeah, that's taken up 4 minutes of podcast. So yeah, the sausage dinner chat actually started from a live stream we'd done. We haven't done any Insta lives for we do them when we announce our giveaways.
Yeah, now and again.
Yeah, like when like our next giveaway is we're actually doing a nice giveaway. It's like a £75 Warbay voucher.
Yeah.
So warbay.shop, they sell like Games Workshop stuff as well. And so
some really good brushes. They sent me those brushes over on Instagram. They're value brushes, which are like £12. I still use them now. Yeah. So like my dreadnought that I painted up, that's kind of a 50-50 mix between my Hortus Opus brushes and the brushes they sent me. So
yeah, no, definitely. Like I think they're for how much they cost, I think they're really great. My only issue with them was that the round dry brush thing. Like it's a bigger brush on there. I didn't really enjoy that. It was kind of molting quite a lot, so the bristles were coming out. Yeah. But like that's the thing. If someone sends us something, I will be completely honest with you, and I think that's the best thing to be, you know, because I want you to not trust my opinion, but just have a well informed opinion of the products that we get sent. But yeah, he sent me some brushes as well, me and Matt, and I really enjoyed it. I think the brushes are really nice, but just that round one, that's it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But all the others, yeah, really. So like, I couldn't believe that they was £12, which was really good. But we're doing a giveaway, £75 Warbay voucher.
Yep,
and we've like got some merch as well. That's going to be drawn like the 20-something of Feb.
Yeah, something. That will have been done, I think, by the time. This is going to come out on the 7th of March, if all goes well. So that should be done.
Congratulations to the winner.
Yeah,
I've just entered myself.
Yeah, if I win, I don't think I've entered it yet. I need to enter it. Once I've entered it and I win, everyone's going to listen back to some like that was definitely a fix.
Pay me later.
Yeah, I don't think I'm allowed to win anymore. God damn it!
No, well, we literally enter like everyone, goes on the list. There's no point excluding anyone.
No, there really isn't. No,
so yeah, we want everyone to be with a chance, and yeah, so it's just we're happy doing that.
Yeah,
exactly. We wanted to celebrate. We wanted to celebrate reaching 1,000 with everyone, and we're going to do a few other giveaways as well because we've got our dice to give away, which people really like. Actually,
they're really
like,
cool.
We're going to give a few dice away as well. Back to sausages. So Jonathan creates sausage. And it was the wise bearded man that is known as the War Hipster. Have you heard War? Have you heard Josh
on? I've heard Josh on, yeah. I think it was like episode... Single digits, I'm sure he is. I'll have to go and look now.
You listen through, it's like when you listen to someone's podcast as well, you're like, I can't remember if they had him on, but I'm sure they did.
It was episode 8.
Yeah, because what you're up past 30 now, aren't you?
You will be episode 34.
Greatest episode you've had.
34.
Dave, who? Mini War Gaming, get in the bin, mate.
Sean on now. He's Dave, right?
I'm here, baby.
Sorry, Dave, if you're listening. You're not listening.
I love you, Dave. I'm going to come to Canadian land with you.
He's not listening, and B, he's certainly not listening this far in, so. Yeah.
Hey, you never know. This might be like a torture loop that they have in their hotel. Like they just play every podcast episode.
Yeah.
And they have to listen to them all.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? No. I don't want to listen to my voice for that long, that's for sure.
But, yes, Jonathan Sausage, the War Hipster. I'm coming back. I'm bringing it back.
You're doing well. You're doing better than I am. Yeah.
Josh came onto one of our live streams. He tuned in, and for some reason, no idea, we just got started talking about food. Well, we're fat bastards anyway. Me and Matt are of the stockier build. Stockier dad bod masculine build.
Dad bod. Yeah, that's what I've got. Dad bod.
Exactly. It's official. Like people say to me, is that a dad joke? I'm like, I'm officially a dad, so anything I do, that's a dad fart.
Yeah.
Anything I do is a dad thing now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Josh come on. He was chatting about sausages, and then also he said, and he came up with a sausage dinner question. And I said, so there's this thing on our pod where people think I'm a right greedy prick. Because I said six sausages makes a sausage dinner. It is a lot of sausages. I do admit that. But if it's like a chipolata sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's one of those
sausages. I'm smashing six with mash, peas and gravy. Easy. All day, every day. Well, not every day. I couldn't eat that much. But if it's like a proper, like Cumberland or like a Cumberland sausage.
Like one of the small Cumberlands or one of the proper, like the
round ones. Yeah. I think the spirals, it has to be like, oh, because the spirals, they come in many. It's like, how long's a piece of rope?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
How long's a spiral sausage?
Yeah.
We'll ask Jonathan. so, yeah.
That was Jonathan said, I need one sausage that can fit in my entire pan. I'm just going to make it spiral, yeah.
Exactly. And so he sent lady sausage into the kitchen to measure up the pan while he went out and made some more sausage. So anyway, he came up with that. And so six sausages was, I said, if I'm not really eating anything with it, I would have probably six just to chew on, like just a snack. Just be like, oh, I have six sausages, here we go. There's no way of justifying it. I sound like a right fat prick. But if I was to have like, all the trimmings, I would probably go for four.
Four, okay. I can't remember what I said. Again, I'm not going to repeat it now because you can go back and listen to the episode that I'm in because we talked about this question. So
exactly. And it's been making its rounds. So I know I'm a big fan of First Rank because we've known each other for a while now. And I've been tuning in. It's always nice to see what other hobbyists are up to. And it's definitely, you guys have always showed us love, so we do really appreciate that, mate. Thank you.
Yeah,
but it's definitely gone around the hobbyverse.
It has. It's going wide as well, yeah.
And we've got to say, if it wasn't for Jonathan and the war hipster, we would not have the sausage. Hello, awesome sausages. More sausages, please. So if it wasn't for Jonathan and the war hipster,
Jonathan and Josh. Yeah,
Jonathan and Josh, JJ. JJ sausages. Oh my God. JJ hot dogs. That's a thing.
Fucking there you go.
He's not actually an influencer. He just makes hot dogs for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it.
Nice.
There you go.
I've got it. Yeah. So I would say what makes a sausage dinner is either you have it with mash. It's got to be mash. Yeah. If it's a sausage dinner, it's got to be mash, peas, gravy. Or you can go mash, beans. No gravy. Come on. We're not fucking barbarians. But then, if it's just a breakfast, you are going to go for a sausage on your breakfast, but it's not classed as a sausage breakfast.
That's true.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, you know, you go into sausage McMuffin. It's two sausages in there. We ain't doing a single patty. We're doing double. We're bad boying it up. So, hey, there's no true answer to the sausage dinner question. It's forever evolving. And the sausage is getting larger. That's what she said.
Okay. Yeah. One last question. And this will probably evolve into many things, but you spend obviously a lot of time in the hobby and family and stuff like that, but have you sort of got any of the hobbies or sort of what do you do in life to step away from Warhammer that's not also work?
Yes.
Wait, what? How did I ask that? What do you do?
Joking.
I was like, wait, how did I word that? And then I clocked it. I was like, you knew what you did there.
Yes, I'm actually a live model for art classes.
Doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah, they need the ones that look like you, that's for sure.
Oh God! Again, for our American audience, that was sarcasm at its finest. So I used to play a lot of rugby. Mm-hmm. I used to box as well. Unfortunately, I can't because of like medical issues with my knee. So like big surgery on my knee and stuff, and that's limited me and like, ongoing issues. Would love to get back to boxing. Obviously, smash up Tyson Fury. Boom.
Yep.
That's why. Listen, That's why he's scared. He's running because he knows, like, I can't come back. That's why he's just like yapper.
Well, he listens to this podcast, so I'm sure he'll be sliding to your DMs.
I'm joking. Like, Tyson, I love you. Please do not come around and smash me up. Yeah, just from a health point, you know, absolutely love boxing training, getting in the gym, like, really, like, especially from a mental health point as well. Really enjoy it. Was like raised on like combat sports and like very high contact sports. So it's been like a big part of my life. Yeah. At the moment as well, I used to do a lot of archery as a kid.
Ah, interesting.
Really random. I actually got a GCSE in archery.
That is very random.
Yeah, okay. really random. I absolutely love history. Really big history buff. And would just listen to like different like clips, different videos, different stories about, especially like what took my interest was like the Hundred Years' War between England and France. And like just the story of like the English longbow, the Welsh longbow, eventually the English longbow. And so I got into that as a kid, and just really loved it. Would do it every weekend, and then when it comes to doing like PE for GCSEs, we actually got an option to pick like, oh, what would you like to do? And I was like, oh, I do this every weekend. Can this be an option? And my teacher was like, I went to school in East London. She was like, fuck yeah. She literally said, fuck yes, we'll do that, because everyone wanted to be fucking the next like centre forward for West Ham or like play for Arsenal or Tottenham. It was always football, and all the boys done football, all the girls done netball, and then some people done basketball. So soon, and that was just what I'd done for GCSE. And as soon as I said archery, my teacher was absolutely pumped. She was like,
"Do something different."
Yeah, she's like, she even come down, because we always used to shoot on a Sunday. She'd come down in her own time on Sunday to like film and do like the recording. So it's brilliant, and we got her to shoot as well, and she loved it. Cool. Yeah, so archery was something I'd like to get back into, but just being like work and everything is just up in the air at the moment. So I'd love to get back to shooting. There's many different styles of shooting for archery. You have like your traditional, like your compound bow, which is like the Rambo bow. It's got like the pulley system and all that.
Yeah.
And you've got your recurve bow, which is like the carbon fiber bows and stuff, but I shoot traditional bows, so traditional long bows.
Cool.
So I'd love to get back into that, and like a clout shoot as well. So essentially, you walk 200 yards away, you put a flag in the floor, and then you walk 200 yards back, and you just got to shoot up high in the sky, like almost like a battle.
Yeah,
but just not. Yeah, so that's my favorite type of shooting for archery. In terms
of a lot of poundage in those bows, okay.
There is,
there is. Word.
There's pounding, a lot of pounding, So yeah, I'd love to get back to. I'd really love to own a war bow. So as soon as you're up over 100 pounds in draw weight, that's when it's classed. It's no longer a longbow, it's a war bow, because that's what like medieval archers would use. It's like, they'd use like these massive bows with. We call them fucking telephone posts, because the arrows, huge. Like the shafts on the arrows are so thick. It's ridiculous. Like you compare it to like, I shoot them with like a 60 pound bow. It's still a good weight. It's still a very beast, short weight. But like comparing the size of the arrow shafts, is a big difference. Definitely. Yeah. So 100%. Definitely look at getting back into doing some archery if I can. But I think the biggest thing, it's hard to say outside the hobby, because that's the lovely thing about this hobby. It's just so many aspects to it.
Yeah.
So, like, I could, like, you can just quickly catch up on a bit of lore, or you can, like, you know, just do some actual hobby. And it's nice to do something with your hands, you know, so you're not just playing a console, you're playing a game, you've got something like a physical object. From the end of it, and you're improving your skills as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, which is nice. Like all them mornings of watching Art Attack have actually been.
That's how I approach my models. To be fair, I was like, oh, Attack, let's just get this massive thing, massive paintbrush, and splodge it on. Perfect.
Yeah, no, completely. That is me, mate. That is, we still need to get a game in. Because I remember when we caught up at Bad Moon.
I was working like the next day. I couldn't bring any models with me. I was just like, I'm not taking on the train. When I'm next in London, I'll have to I'll give you a shout and actually bring some models with me.
Yeah, no, definitely. I know some of the guys. I think it was Lewis and
Ash. Doing their
They're doing their road trip, aren't they? Yeah, that was it. Yeah. I was like, is it Ash? I can't remember. Yeah, but it's definitely Ash.
I spoke about it with Ash on the podcast.
Yeah, so they said about coming down to the Mat Cave, the Brush Liquor FOB. for those that don't know, that's the forward operating base of the Brush Liquors Club. Come down and hopefully get some games in, and maybe stream as well. That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool, yeah.
Yeah, just to get people involved. It won't be a fancy setup, not at all. Get people in, I really love to do like the chat plays if we could.
Yeah.
Like, and not charge anyone, obviously. Just put a hashtag in front of what you want the rule to be.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Just try and implement it. I think that'd be really cool. But obviously Matt is busy. Busy being a bloody dad, isn't he? So as soon as he's sorted, we will try and get that in the wheels in motion. So I don't know when the guy said they was going to do it. I think it was in the summer.
I'm not sure. I didn't really talk about time frames with Ash because obviously he knows Joshua Warhipster, weirdly enough. And Josh is literally up the road from me. He's Cheltenham, so just north of Bristol. So I said when those boys come over this way, I'll join up there with their little tour. So yeah, I'm going to play them over in Bristol as well.
Go over to the older Warhipster Towers.
Yeah.
Where he's got every single model painted that ever have come out.
At a ridiculous level, somehow. That man is insane.
Yeah, no, absolutely crazy. The output he does is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And great to see the recognition he's getting as well. So I've seen his follower count go up quite a bit. So that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, he's learned well off of me.
Exactly, yeah. I know. It took him a while, but he got there, didn't he? Yeah. Well, that was my last main question. I've got one last question.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the very last one. If you could pick one person in the community, and it can't be Matt.
That's the fucking question. Yeah. Oh my god, that's the question. Yes.
Yeah, we talked about this before the podcast, and I was like, well, I don't normally send this one over, but you'll know what it is. And you couldn't remember, now you know. If you could pick one person.
Do you know what I thought it was? It was going to be the if you could change something. When you said that, I was like, is that the question? But no, yeah, go on.
No, this is the one. So if you put one person in the community and that was the only person you could play with for the rest of the time, who would it be? And it can't be Matt.
Whoa.
It's hard because you play quite a lot, don't you? So there's probably quite a few different people that you've played with.
I played. It's hard. It's a very, very hard question. Because ideally it would be Matt.
Obviously, yeah.
Because if we want to have a serious game, well, when I say serious, not proper serious game.
Serious for you.
Like a competitive-ish game, we could. But if we want to have just a banter game, piss about, then we could. But we mix it up.
This is why discount Matt was the easy answer.
Yeah. Do you know the thing is? Because it's I say don't meet your heroes. So if I was to say Dave.
I'm not sure I can keep it with Dave's energy more than anything. He just keeps going. I don't know where his energy reserves come from.
Lucky wife. fucking hell. That is a tricky question. I'm literally thinking of everyone I've played with, and that's the thing.
That's the hard,
because especially being in a gaming group as well, the gaming group is very some people ultra competitive, other people just really high level painters and just enjoy the hobby. When I'm playing them kind of people, then I'm just like, oh my fucking god, your army is just gorgeous.
Just sit at the table, stare at the table.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I'm just taking pictures more than anything. Oh, this is really cool. I would probably say, yeah, do you know, I think I'd go Dave. purely for the fact of I feel like he would be better all the time.
Yeah, definitely would. I think I feel like Dave's got a very similar sort of play style, or the reasons approach. For playing. Play approach to you. Yeah, so I think that would make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dave, because if we, or actually, yeah, Dave or Winters. Winters seems Winters has everything I've heard about Winters is like he adapts on the fly and it'd be like, what list do you bring? Just tell me what you've kind of loosely got, and he'll make something to match it. And like, oh, it's gonna be a bit more serious, a bit more competitive, or a bit more fun. But I think purely from the hobby, kind of hero side of things, I would definitely say Dave. Dave, you don't know me, but I'm your future best friend. So definitely listen to this. Thank you.
Matt, you're out. Matts, in fact. Your Matt and his Matt.
Yeah, exactly. Both out. We're gonna make you made mini wargaming, we're gonna make big wargaming. Fucking Stark Industries, let's go.
Nice, yeah. Well, that was it. That was my last question. Thank you very much for coming on, mate. It's been a real pleasure to chat.
No, thank you so much, and I can't wait to keep on listening. Get back to recording as much as you can, mate, because it definitely helps with the hobby time.
I will do my best, mate. Yeah.
I'm literally gonna be stumped. I've kept up. Gradually.
There's no backlog.
I'm like, oh fuck. thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. I had a very good time. Hopefully, all of your listeners have had a good time as well. And if you're still here, wow. Thank you.
Good work. Yeah.
Good work.
If you're here on episode 34 of 2 hours of every single episode, and you're still willing to listen to my voice, well done. That's more than my wife can do, that's for sure.
That's why we all do this, is because no one else wants to speak to us at home.
You'll come on my podcast and talk to me.
Yeah, look at me. I'm the captain now. Right, sit down.
I control this. This is my area. You will talk to me.
Yeah. Please just let my wife and daughter go, okay?
Yeah, nobody actually knows about that bit, mate. So,
Oh, shit. Hashtag no edit club.
Yeah, that's it. So obviously, everyone wants to find you at your Bulltong Boob on Instagram, and there's the Brush Liquor Club. So Brush Liquor Club, everyone on Instagram. Well, and you...
don't follow me, just follow the Brush Liquor Club page.
Follow both.
No, just follow that one, because that's, to be honest with you, that's what I think the most active one anyway. but anyway, for anything that comes of it is thank you for the love, thank you for the appreciation.
It's a wicked podcast, and you do loads of sharing and stuff like that. You've got your Discord and stuff like that. I mean, I'll put links to it all in below, but I think we've got actually a fairly similar audience. And there's a lot of overlap between all, mainly because I bang on you about you all the time.
Thanks, mate. We appreciate it. We appreciate the love, definitely. It's very humbling, and it's sometimes I'm on the train and I'm just like, oh no.
That's me.
he's talking about us, but we do very, very much appreciate it, because it's why we do it. Why we do it for people to enjoy.
Absolutely,
And Games Workshop, whenever you want to, send us the NDA, don't you worry about it. I've signed it in my own blood. Send me some guardsmen, please.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So I'll put all the links to the socials and stuff like that. I mean, I will shout out Matt as well. He's not here, but he does have a little baby to look after. So he's son of Gork and Morkai on Instagram as well. If you go to the Brush Liquor Club page on Instagram, they're all linked there, and you can see your nice goofy faces at the top of it.
Yeah.
Which, mate, you look so different in that picture. I'm just looking at it now. You've aged since you started that, podcast. You're still better than Matt though, so that's fine.
Thank you. Do you know what is the biggest thing? It's because that's like when I went to barbers. I've been for a while. I've got a bit rugged.
I think it's the glasses.
Yeah, that's the glasses. A big difference. Yeah, I should wear them really to see. That does help. Maybe this was affecting my painting.
Yeah, you have no idea actually who you're talking to right now. You just assume that it's me.
Yeah, I'm not squinting.
Who's that blur on the page?
Do you know, just a very last minute story is, for anyone that does know the Hobby Vices, so Ho-Ho Hobby Vices is something that happens every single year, right? And it is... This year was probably one of the biggest years. It keeps getting bigger every single year.
It was massive this year. I know exactly where you're going with this story.
And for some bizarre reason, it's a random selection, an international selection. Everyone joins in with a Secret Santa. And then you could get anyone across the world. I got Matt. I got my best mate who I do a podcast with. And I was over the moon. I was absolutely ecstatic.
You did so well to keep that a secret.
Literally, do you know what happened? He was, so I was talking to him. I was like in front of him, like a foot away. And he was talking. He said, oh, my Hobby Vices parcel's turned up today. I was like, oh, really? You opened it yet? He's like, no, not yet. I was like, I'm going to save it to do like a live, like record myself, live reveal. I was like, oh, brilliant. Yeah, that's really good. I was like, he said, oh, you never guess what? Fucking, they sent it second class, didn't they? And they didn't put the tracking in. I was like, fuck. So while I was there, I was like, because I was like, I'm going to send it second class. He's pretty much down the road.
Yeah, that's not going to work. You could walk it quicker. Yeah.
Like, yeah, just jump in the car. It'll be fine. But I was like, nah, I'll send it second class. It's fine. Anyway, while he was sitting in front of me, I was like, let me just quickly go on the put in the tracking information now, actually. So yeah, quickly slotted that in while he was there, and then he has the best reaction. I've literally screenshotted his face to. So the only other person who knew about it was the Warhammer girl Rachel. I was like, Rach, listen, I've got Matt for Secret Santa, and she's like, she was cracking up, absolutely fan, hilarious. And I was like, I'm gonna put my face on something, and yeah. Then she's like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm going to put my face on something. It's going to be a gift. And she's like, she was going wacky. She was like, why don't you get your own personal gift wrap? I was like, calm down, love. Fucking, I ain't made of money. I was like, oh, do I do a t-shirt? I was like, oh, you might not wear the t-shirt. Let it wear it once.
Yeah.
I thought the next best thing would be a coaster, like a coffee coaster. And I thought every day he's going to use that and see my phone.
Yeah.
And so that's what I've done. It's that picture on the Brush Liquid Club flat page.
Yeah.
Licking a brush. He got that. And if you see him open the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Threw a few things. And I put a few clues in there as well to kind of hint that it was me.
Yeah. You had the Praetorian Trading Company sticker, didn't you?
Yeah, the sticker was on there. And there was a card that said sexy boy in it.
Yeah.
I'm always calling people sexy boys. And yeah, the last thing was my face. And he was absolutely shocked. He was over the moon about it. And you know,
No way. Not surely yeah. Not. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, he was talking to the Hobby Vices guys, and they found it hilarious as well.
They did, yeah.
Yeah. And I was still took the piss out of him because I was like, mate, he was not missing anything. He was so thorough with his handover. Like, it was like, his list was huge. It was like a massive.
Was it?
But I make him right because you want to give someone the most information,
yeah.
But they know you and know what to buy for you. But I just found it hilarious that he's gone through all this time of writing this list. And I got it. I know exactly what to get you. So yeah, that was a nice hot Brush Liquor Club story, Christmas time story with Brush Liquor Club.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. It's over, mate. It's over.
Thank you, mate.
And anyone that's listening, I hope you did enjoy it. I actually love having Sean on, and obviously I read about Brush Liquor Club all the time, so yeah, definitely go check them out. Yeah, thank you for joining us. Obviously, if you did enjoy it, please subscribe or leave a review sort of wherever you found it. If you want to get in touch, please, I do recommend it. I love chatting with people, similar to Sean, building that community. We've got Discord and things like that, but you can get me on over on Instagram at First Rank 5 Podcast. Yeah, thank you all so much for listening again, and see you next time.
Viva la brush.
Viva la brush.